I think that one thing is that, you know, the counselors, whoever they are, who get elected, and the mayor, they need to learn about the arts community. I mean, I don't think many of them would be able to list all five galleries that exist in the city of Belleville, or, you know what's on at the Pinnacle Playhouse at any given time, or, and I'm not sure how the arts are publicized in the information that they send out to people about the city of Belleville and the Quinney area. Because I've never been, I mean, I'm president of this gallery. I'm also on the executive for the Belleville Art Association Gallery. And I don't know that they ever have sort of said to us, you know, what do you think you have to offer? Mm-hmm. We have now just recently gotten connected with the Chamber of Commerce, okay. So they know we exist. But, and I mean, it's not just their fault, it's ours. But it is a bit, I think that's the first step, is that they need to make themselves more aware. And they need to be out. You know, when we have an opening and we invite them, they need to come. They need to show support. So I think that's one thing that has to happen. And I think they have to start using that as part of their marketing strategy. The other thing is, since most of those activities take place downtown, mm-hmm. they've really got to get the downtown focused and alive. And I mean, there are plans right across the street here to open condominiums and, mm-hmm. and you know, tear down this building and, you know, create a market at the... And I mean, I think those are the kinds of things that the art community would say, go ahead, because that brings down, that starts a village. And when you start a village, then the momentum is there. Mm-hmm. And people start saying, oh, you know, look, we've got a vibrant downtown. We've got this going on and that going on. Because I think that's the role of the downtown, is we can't compete with the box stores and what's going on up at the mall and on North Front Street and so on. And that's a vital part of the community. But I think we offer something else, and we've got to make it known and support it. But I don't think, in general, the council knows enough about what's going on in the arts community. But I think that the arts community is a business community, and there are lots of people that make their living in the arts. And it's a important economic sector of the community. And I also think that having a vibrant arts community attracts people to your area. It's why people decide to settle here. If they're retiring, they want to know that there are those kinds of things, not just art galleries, but that there's a live theater, that there's, you know, an alternative film festival. All those things are here to make their lives important, worth living. You need to have jobs for people. That's really important. You need to have places for children. You need parks. You need recreation. You need all those things. You also need the arts, and they can't just be a little extra thing over here. I mean, I think if they were smart, they'd start to promote the arts. Places that do, like Stratford and other places like that, you know, Niagara on the Lake, all of those places see that as being, you know, something of value in their community. I don't know how much value we have in the community.